Good morning, everyone. Thank you for very much for joining us today for this period of Bible study, and we trust that this two-minute program will be of great help to you as you study God's Word about these verses that are used. In 2 Peter chapter 2, reference is made to unrighteous conduct on our part and how that it is a destructive thing to us and terrible thing to us. It is said in verse 13 of 2 Peter 2, "And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves about their own deceivings while they with you." Notice in this regard, these are people who do not follow the way of God. They follow the way of their own heart, their own flesh, their own way of life. They choose to be people who do unrighteous conduct. Unrighteous conduct is sinful conduct. It's missing the mark. It is failing to serve the cause of God. As a result, these people find themselves in this way of life. They're described as people who have eyes full of adultery, verse 14, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart that is exercised with covetous practices and cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray. Forsaken what? The right way and gone astray. We find ourselves forsaking the right way when we forsake the righteousness of God. We receive the wages of unrighteousness in that regard. We're going to be rejected by God at the judgment day. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute and make a change in your life. Make a big change in your life to serve the righteous conduct of God. Thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson.